Miracles of Today, Chapter 10, Episode of the Sick Man. Let him who stretcheth forth his hand to draw the lightning to his brother recall that through his own soul and body will pass the bolt. The Lost Prince. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Isaiah 65:24. God works in mysterious ways, his miracles to perform. No great saying could be more true. In the telling of this episode, it must be understood that it is not necessary to make personal contact with people to heal them. We, the human, do not heal anyone. We cannot. It is the presence of God that heals. If, in my humble way, I have had a part in calling forth these miracles, whether of healing or of other acts, know all men by these present that I of myself can do nothing. The presence of God doeth the works. That must be understood. Some say, well, you were the channel through which it came. So be it. Then thank God for using the channel. And if you thank God and leave me out, it will be well, for he will not forget me. If, on the other hand, you might wish to thank the channel, then thank God and ask him to remember the channel. What you wish to do for yourself after that in thanking the channel is purely personal. A student visited one of the larger cities where I was holding a 10-day class. She requested that I go to another state to hold a class. My itinerary was already made out for a long time in advance, in order to go to that state where the student resided, in a small city not on my itinerary. I could give only one afternoon and evening before going on to make connections and arrive in time to fulfill a scheduled engagement. The student left the class immediately for her hometown so as to get a hall for the lectures as well as make other preparations. The second day following, I received a telegram from this student asking for a healing for an individual who had been bedridden for years. The telegram mentioned that a special delivery letter would follow, giving details. It seems, according to the letter, that the sick man was well known in his home city. It appeared further that my student felt that if the sick man could be healed, people would flock to the lectures to hear the word. It must be understood that our method is to refuse to bargain with God. He is the giver, the receiver, and the gift. Therefore, there can be no bargaining. My thoughts began to contemplate the presence of white light when the following quotation flashed through my mind. From The Lost Prince. Let pass through thy mind, my son, only the image that thou wouldest desire to see become a truth. Meditate only upon the wish of thy heart, seeing first that it is such as can wrong no man and is not ignoble. Then will it take earthly form and draw nigh to thee. This is the law of that which creates. The foregoing is said to have been given to Francis Hodgson Burnett, author of The Lost Prince, by Jesus himself. At any rate, I meditated, this man who has been bedridden, had he asked for help? I could not answer that. All I could say was that I had a telegram and a special delivery letter asking for help for him. What was his infirmity? God, thou mighty presence of light, Father of lights, James 1:17. Thou knowest. What shall I do for this man? Again a quotation was my answer. This time from L. Adams Beck's House of Fulfillment. Page 316. When a man has learned a truth, how can he know he holds it with anything deeper than the brain, unless he tests it? And what is the reasoning brain? A creature of dust. If your whole being has assented to my teaching, do now what reason tells you you cannot do. Give it the lie. Call me across the mountain and force me to obedience, for we are one in the one. Without further ado, I made my calls. My student, I learned later, prayed half the night for that healing. The next morning, following our prayers and decrees in the household of the afflicted man, someone was heard in the kitchen, and the family went to see what the commotion could be there at such an early hour. Our man was getting himself a snack out of the icebox. "I'm hungry," he explained in reply to their wonderment. "What are you doing? Why aren't you in bed? How did you get out here without help?" and so forth. "Last night," he explained, "a beautiful angel came and told me to arise, take up my bed, and walk. I have been healed, and I'm hungry, so I thought I'd make myself a snack." Was it the angel of the I Am who appeared to Paul? Acts 27:23. Mine not to question why. Mine is to follow the Master who said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth in me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do."